Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, it's the final week of the bear rally. I'll be sharing with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Quitting material scientists, final week of the bear rally. Quitting rec capital. To succeed in crypto, you need a dollar cost average strategy, an investing thesis, a vision, and patience. My DCA strategy is anything sub $25,000. My thesis is based on the 2024 halving event. Vision is seeing a bull peak a year post halving. Now, I'm just patient. And quitting crypto Tony, a new week begins with the bear stepping in. So far to retest some key levels. Once again, we should see an interesting week with price action been all over the shop on the lower time frames. And quoting Peter Schiff, just to put the Bitcoin rally into perspective, take a look at this chart. The pattern remains very bearish. There is both a double top and a head and shoulders top. There's a rising wedge forming below the neckline. At a minimum, support will be tested below $10,000. Look out below, whatever you say, Peter. And check this out. This just in, $33 billion digital bank Revolt wins approval to offer Bitcoin and crypto to its 17 million clients in the European economic area. Also in today's show, Ethereum ICO era whale address transfers 145,000 ETH weeks before the merge. So the $1 million question becomes, with this $290 million worth of ETH, is it about to be dumped or staked? And speaking of Ethereum, will ETH flip Bitcoin? Kevin O'Leary says sovereign wealth funds will determine top crypto by market cap. That's right. O'Leary adds that the sovereign wealth funds are just waiting for a clear regulatory framework before diving into Bitcoin and quitting him here. I get it. But right now, if we had a policy on Bitcoin, I swear to you, the price will be $60,000 in 2 weeks. Send it. Also in today's show, Coinbase highlights Lightning Network's potential disruption of the $150 billion payments industry. That's right. Coinbase says that should Lightning Network become meaningfully adopted, we can expect developing countries with high inflation and more smartphones than bank accounts to lead the way. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Here at the news alerts, I drop a brand new episode every single day. Also do a $50 Bitcoin giveaway every single day. And the winner from yesterday's episode is, we have King Louis. Congratulations. He wrote the following comment. When the credit crisis happens, stocks will drop and crypto will follow with a new low. Well, congrats, King Louis. You just won $50 in Bitcoin. Please reply to this comment with your Bitcoin address. I can send it to you. Cheers. And to qualify to win $50 in tomorrow's $50 Bitcoin giveaway, all you need to do is make sure you're subscribed to the channel, Will Smith. That like button and drop a comment below, and a random comment will be selected as the winner in tomorrow's episode. Best of luck. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and this is podcast episode number 1018. Now for the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Number one, Bitcoin embraces volatility after multi-week high close. That's right, at around 24,300, the August 14th weekly close was the best in 2 months for the king crypto. As you can see here in the weekly chart, it shows a steady grind upward. It's continuing to take shape after the June lows, and last week's candle totaled at around $1,100 or about 5%, and an impressive move by 2022. The gain sparked some volatility overnight into the first Wall Street trading day of the week, and Bitcoin continued to hit 25,200 on exchanges before reversing noticeably under the weekly close level, which you can see here. Such moves characterized recent days, leading to little surprise for traders who continue to act cautiously on the shorter time frames. Quitting crypto Tony, good morning legends. A new week begins with the bear stepping in so far to retest some key levels. Once again, we should see an interesting week with price action been all over the shop on the lower time frames. And should unpredictability keep coming, the chances of a down move are clear, according to on-chain monitoring resource Material Indicators. Quoting him here, final week of the bear rally. After the Bitcoin daily weekly candle close, the A1 algorithm is flashing new short signal on the weekly chart, with the A1 slope line indicating the trend has downward momentum extending on that week, but is flat on the day. No new signal from the A2 plus algorithm in either time frame, and still entertaining a much deeper correction. Perhaps unsurprisingly was gold bug Peter Schiff, who maintained that $10,000 was still on the cards. Quoting him here, just to put the Bitcoin rally into perspective, take a look at this chart. The pattern remains very bearish. There is both a double top and a head and shoulders top. There is a rising wedge forming below the neckline. At a minimum, support will be tested below $10,000. Look out below. And I love Invest Answers' response to Peter. Meanwhile, gold down -53% in real terms, -2% in nominal terms over the last 4,000 days, which is 11 years. And with the best gold macroeconomic backdrop ever, it is still down year to date. Bitcoin is up over 210,000% in the same time frame. Enjoy. Preach. Shout out to Invest Answers. And on a longer term basis, fellow trader and analyst Rhett Capital was calm on the Bitcoin price action. A spot price below 25,000, he said, should be used to dollar cost average into Bitcoin, buying a set amount per set period until the next block subsidy halving event in 2024. Now for the second factor to keep your eyes out on this week at the Bitcoin market, macro remains on a knife edge. That's right. After last week's U.S. inflation print, the coming five trading days look comparatively calm from a macro perspective. The Fed is quiet, leaving only unexpected events in Europe or Asia to impact market performance. The likelihood of crypto continuing knee-jerk reactions to macro triggers beyond inflation could already be lower than many think. However, according to one popular analyst, in a fresh market update for his trading suite, decent trader Philby eyed decreasing correlation between Bitcoin and what he called legacy markets more broadly. Quoting him here, Bitcoin was following a high correlation with legacy markets, as shown below with the S&P 500 in white and the NASDAQ in blue. However, since reaching the most recent bottom, all of the downside on the legacy markets has been regained and Bitcoin has failed to follow suit. And since June's $17,600 lows, Bitcoin has not in fact rallied as strongly as its prior correlation would dictate, Philby added, arguing that the spot price should be above $30,000. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week, and that's funding rates healthy despite run to $25,000. That's right. Taking a look at the impact of the current spot price action on trading habits, it appears that conditions may still favor further upside. Analyzing derivative markets, we have Philip Swift, a builder of Decent Trader and founder of Data Resource, looking to Bitcoin. He highlighted negative funding rates, indicating increasing conviction amongst traders that downside is due. Moderate negative rates are, in fact, often the foundation for further gains. This is because the market expects downside and does not overly bet on gains materializing, allowing for short positions to be squeezed by smarter money. That's because Bitcoin, along with the crypto markets in general, has a habit of doing the exact opposite of what which is expected by the majority. Facts. And quoting Philip Swift here, interesting to see funding rate dip negative at times on this recent grind up for Bitcoin, Swift commented, uploading a chart showing price behavior during similar setups in the past. And he wrote here, note how price has pumped after each occasion. So there you have it. Now for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, difficulty due for a second straight increase for the Bitcoin network fundamentals. It is a case of slow recovery rather than a race higher. The latest data from statistics resource BTC.com shows miners gradually returning to historical levels of activity. Difficulty after months of decline is set to increase for the second time in a row at the upcoming automated readjustment this week. And while modest, the forecast 0.9% increase shows that the competition amongst miners is nonetheless increasing, and that the higher prices are cathartic to what has been highly pressured part of the Bitcoin ecosystem this year. And as you can see here, at the same time, hash rate estimates, which is an expression of the processing power dedicated to mining, remain flat below 200 exahashes per second. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on for the Bitcoin market this week, and that's a four-month high for the crypto greed and fear index. That's right, a two-month high for the Bitcoin spot price action may look nice, but it is not the only aspect of the market clawing back some serious lost ground this week. According to the sentiment gauge of the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, there is less fear among crypto market participants than at any point since early April. The latest data shows the index, which creates a normalized score from a basket of mood factors, has retraced all of the losses engendered by the Terra blowout and beyond. So over the weekend, that score hit a 47 out of 100, is best since April 6th, declining to 45 out of 100 on the day, which you can see here on your screen. While this corresponds to fear being the overriding overriding market force, the number is a far cry from the depths of extreme fear, which lingered for a record period of time in 2022. The index's lows this year were in mid-June, which printed a score of just 6 out of 100. So there you have it. And this just in breaking news, $33 billion digital bank Revolt wins approval to offer Bitcoin and crypto to its 17 million clients in the European economic area. Bitcoin game theory in full effect. Let's break and go. And before I break down next story of the day, Ethereum ICO era whale address transfers 145,000 ETH worth approximately $290 million weeks before the merge. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting. And in the red, we got Bitcoin down 2% for the day, maintaining just above $24,000. Ethereum down 5%, trading back under $1,900, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche, Cardano, and XRP all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. An Ethereum whale wallet that participated in the Genesis initial coin offering and obtained about 150,000 ETH back in 2014 was activated again on August 14th after 3 years of dormancy. The whale address transferred 145,000 ETH to multiple wallets as ETH price surged to a new three-month high of over $2,000. The transfers were made in a batch of 5,000 ETH per transaction and a few transfers of over 10,000 ETH. The total value of the transferred ETH is over $280 million, and the wallet address currently has a balance of 0.107 ETH. And here are the transactions you can see here on your screen. Now, the 145,000 ETH transfer was only the second instance after the ICO when the whale wallet was activated, the first coming in July 2019 when the wallet sent out 5,000 ETH to Bitfinex Exchange, with ETH trading at $219 at the time, and the total value of the whole transaction was just over $1 million. Now, the movement of such a high amount of ETH attracted community reactions naturally, with many claiming it could be a possible dump before the merge, the official transition of the proof-of-work-based blockchain to a proof-of-stake. However, it is important to note that most transactions are to unknown wallets rather than an exchange. So even if the whale eventually decides to dump their 145,000 ETH, a $250 million selling pressure isn't considered significant enough to initiate a market dump. But a few others believe that the whale might be trying to stake their ETH to become a validator on the proof-of-stake network and generate passive income, as shared here on Crypto Twitter, sell the news, mega dump coming. And Gary R. responded, maybe selling 5,000 ETH to open 5,000 future nodes. What are your thoughts? Now, Ethereum's transition to a proof-of-stake-based network is slated for September 15th after a successful merge of the Goerli testnet to the Beacon chain, the final rehearsal before the official transition. Now, the merge in September 2022 is considered one of the most significant upgrades for the second-largest crypto since its inception in 2015. The three-phase transition process began in 2020, and after several delays in testnet integration, it is all set for the official proof-of-stake transition in the third week of September. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on Ethereum and the merge? Let me know in the comments below. And do you feel this mega whale will likely dump or stake this massive amount of ETH? Holla at your boy. And speaking of Ethereum, before I break down next story of the day, will Ethereum flip Bitcoin? Kevin O'Leary says sovereign wealth funds will determine the top crypto by market cap. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.1 trillion with $77.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance back on the climb at 40.2%, and the Ether dominance is 20.1%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Uniswap Leo up 5%, trading at $5.34, followed by Anchor up 5%, trading at 4.7 cents, followed by Holo up 3%, trading at 0.002. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a mixture of green and red. We have Celsius leading the pack, up almost 100% for the week, Anchor up 43%, and Nexa up 30.8%. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Prominent venture capitalist Kevin O'Leary, aka Mr. Wonderful, the Shark Tank superstar himself, believes a certain group of deep-pocketed investors will dictate whether Bitcoin remains the top crypto asset by market cap. In a recent installment of Crypto Banter, the Shark Tank star says he's having a hard time believing that Ethereum will usurp Bitcoin and become the king crypto, quoting him here. When I talk to sovereign wealth, I don't care if it's Norway or the UAE or Saudi, they want Bitcoin. They have not got to the analysis that we have just gone through. They want the proxy of Bitcoin, and they want that volatility. Now, if ETH becomes the default platform for the digital assets, that will help. But in the immediate term, the demand is for 1 to 3% of a portfolio, a standard. These sovereign sovereign wealth portfolios look like this: no more than 20% in any one sector, no more than 5% in any one name. When you ask them if you can buy any digital asset, which one would it be and what allocation, it's about 50 basis points on the low end, up to 300 basis points on the high end, and 99% of the time, they say Bitcoin. That's all they know. And O'Leary adds that it's the sovereign wealth funds which are waiting for a clear regulatory framework before diving into Bitcoin. As he shares here, it's going to take a while for that demand to come in, and I think it would be number two. They certainly like USDC, and they love Solana, Polygon. You go down the list based on market cap. I get it. But right now, if we had a policy on Bitcoin, I swear to you, the price will be $60,000 in 2 weeks. Well, let's get this policy already so we can see a $60,000 Bitcoin price. Just saying. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Mr. Wonderful. And to check out this entire interview he did entitled The Most Hated Rally Ever, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down final story of the day, Coinbase highlights Lightning Network's potential disruption of the $150 billion payments industry. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And to qualify to win $50 in tomorrow's $50 Bitcoin giveaway, just make sure you're subscribed to the channel, Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment below, and a random comment will be selected as the winner in tomorrow's episode. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Crypto exchange Coinbase says that the Lightning Network has the potential to disrupt the massive $150 billion payments industry. Let's go. Lightning Network is a layer 2 scaling solution built on top of Bitcoin that aims to enable instant and cost-effective transactions for BTC. In a new blog post, Coinbase says that the Lightning Network is targeting a more real-world use case compared to much of the speculative-driven growth on the smart contracts platform. Now, with Visa and MasterCard pulling in around $24 billion last year in 2021 by collecting 2-3% of every transaction completed with their cards, Coinbase says that Lightning Network could be the innovation that undercuts the world's largest payment processors. Quoting them here, humble beginnings aside, the potential to turn crypto's most valuable asset into a true medium of exchange has the power to bring greater financial inclusion to anyone with a smartphone, the ability to cost effectively route fiat transactions over Lightning rails without users ever knowing they are using Bitcoin can disrupt $150 billion plus a year industries. Let's go. And they also say what Visa / MasterCard is for fiat currencies, Lightning can be for Bitcoin. The combination of a universally accessible payment network atop the world's first open source protocol for money can help Bitcoin evolve into a true global reserve currency. And what would that mean for the Bitcoin price if Bitcoin did become adopted as a world reserve currency? You already know, fam. And here in this chart, numbers don't lie. Bitcoin Lightning Network capacity through the roof at an all-time high. And while Lightning has much potential, Coinbase notes that adoption is still slow. And in addition, Lightning has to overcome the massive network effects of Visa and MasterCard. Quoting Coinbase here, Lightning is still cumbersome for some new users and merchants. Additionally, onboarding low-income users in developing countries remains a major challenge to fulfilling the promise of Lightning remittances. Lastly, the lack of compliance and regulatory framework limit the ability for existing payment and banking service providers to onboard and serve a global customer base. And Coinbase says that should the Lightning Network become meaningfully adopted, we can expect developing countries with high inflation and more smartphones than bank accounts to lead the way. Like we witnessed in El Salvador, we saw the entire country onboard Bitcoin adoption thanks to their amazing president, Nayib Bukele. So shout out to him. And to help enforce this adoption, they incentivize people by giving them some free BTC in their wallet, which in my opinion is genius. Now, where do you feel the Bitcoin price would likely go with mass adoption and Bitcoin potentially becoming a global world reserve currency? Let me know in the comments below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Peter Cialello wrote, "Hey JV, thanks for your balanced view. You always present the bullish and the bearish perspectives. Well, I don't think we're setting up for an all-time high. I easily see an upswing to 27 to 30,000, then a pullback and a move back up. Don't underestimate the impact of midterm elections on the market. As Kevin O'Leary said, the house can flip and we can see either of a different direction in policy of 2 years of gridlock. Either way, positive impact on the markets, including crypto. Let's go. I appreciate your insights and support. Let's go." Our next featured comment comes from Alvaro Delgado. "Been listening to this channel for over a year. No doubt the best news on YouTube. Hollow, we're coming for you. $300,000. Greatly appreciate your continued support, fam. $300,000. Send it." And our third and final featured comment comes from Chris Minka. "I still see things a little different than most of my astrology fam. I see Bitcoin going parabolic soon. You have BlackRock and others about to double Bitcoin market cap. Then retail traders will pile in with Brandon at the wheel of the Titanic. We will see a government, banking, and dollar collapse. With only about 2.5 million Bitcoin on exchanges for purchase, Bitcoin can go no bid with a tsunami of liquidity, of loss of confidence in U.S. dollar. Well, there you have it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment right down below and that will automatically qualify you for an opportunity to win $50 in tomorrow's $50 Bitcoin giveaway. I wish you the best of luck and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's show. Peace.